Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. Today, just real quick, a couple quick updates before we get into the topic. I have been using a weekly planner probably for a few months now, a very simple weekly planner for my home, for my general daily home and whatever life things we're going to be doing. If we're going to the library or if we're going somewhere to a party or whatever, it's super, super simple. It's just a notebook size. And it just basically has one page per week. And when I first got it, I thought I don't know, this is kind of too simple. I don't know if I'm going to like it that much. I didn't think there was going to be enough space to put in the things that I wanted and to use it for the planning and everything. But it's actually working really, really well. Every Sunday, I just kind of sit down and I kind of make a note each day, very basic high level things that I want to do or what our major goal is for the week. And what the reason I'm sharing this with you is because it's just been really helpful to me to kind of have that paper in addition to task lists and things like that I have on my phone. So what I do is I look at my phone and then I'll kind of be like, oh yeah, I got to do this, I got to do that. And I'll put it in the planner kind of on a certain day. So rather than a reminder going off on my phone where I just kind of a lot of times stop it or snooze it or whatever, I just kind of have a few things that are kind of prioritized for the week. But what's really been helping me with this too, that I just recently started doing, is for getting some of my zone cleaning tasks done. Because as I've told you, I love the Toady app. I never know if I'm saying that right, but it's Toady. And it organizes all of your cleaning tasks by zone and when they're due, how frequently you want to do them and what's past due and what's coming up and things like that, which I really, really love. But I do still fall behind on those things. So what I've been doing is when I plan the week, the last 2 weeks, I looked in the app to see what things are really past due, what really needs to be done. And there's a little spot in this daily planner where it has it's more for tracking water intake or something like that, but I'm not doing that. So I've been using that little section just to write down a handful of zone cleaning tasks that I would like to get done that week. And by having them right there in that planner that I'm just kind of looking at every day, it's really been helpful. And I've actually been getting them done. When I have a little bit of time, I just look and think oh yeah, let me get that done real quick rather than going into my phone, looking in the app. It's just really been working well. So I'm kind of excited about that. So I just wanted to share that. It was super inexpensive. I got it on Amazon. It might've been $6 or $7. I forget. But it's got, just one page per week and it just has each day of the week. And you could just kind of jot down what you're going to do each day, just very general. And then it kind of has priorities for the week, high priority, low priority, things to follow up on. And it's really working well. And then one thing new that I'm loving this week too is a new Easter shower curtain that I got. It's so, so cute. I wanted to get a new shower curtain for Easter, a decorative one, just because we have Easter at our house and I just thought it would be fun. And I needed a new shower curtain anyway, so it'll buy me a little time. We'll keep the Easter one up for now and then I have to find something else that I like for our everyday. But it's kind of that black buffalo check, I think they call it, buffalo check plaid or something. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but it's that kind of is on the outside. And then in the inside, there's three bunnies, super, super cute. And it just says happy Easter or whatever. But my bathroom's a grayish. So the black check and the bunnies, it just looks so super cute. And then I got little rug, buffalo check floor mat and the toilet, little rug thing. That matches with it. And I'm just really, really loving it. It's so cute. I love doing little seasonal things like that. And I brought out my Easter pillow covers for my living room. So that's been really fun too. So it doesn't feel like Easter time right now because it's like still so cold and Easter's just really early this year. But anyway, it was nice, and I really love the shower curtain. It's just so cute, and it just is fun now when you walk in the bathroom and you see the curtain and whatever. So anyway, those are just a couple of quick little personal updates. So to get into today's topic, which is living your best life and budget. So of course, we all know that financial goals do require some level of sacrifice. But just because we cannot do everything we want whenever we want does not mean we cannot enjoy life while setting and achieving financial goals. No matter where you're at financially, there's always going to be someone who has more. So it's really so important not to compare what others are doing or what others have, and really just staying focused on your values and your goals while living within your means. Enjoying things you can actually afford will give you such a more satisfying life than living beyond your budget and ending up in a difficult financial situation. So one of the things that's really kind of good to do is to take a moment to really think about what living your best life means to you. It's different for everyone. Your best life might include working hard at your dream career, or it could be spending quality time with family, or simply finding joy in everyday moments, or all of those things. There's no right answer. What matters is that you really think about what it is that's important to you, and that will kind of help guide you to plan your time and your budget around those things. Best lives are not achieved by living a life that is way inflated as compared to your financial resources. So living within your means is really key to living your best life. There's nothing fun about wondering how you're going to pay bills when they come in, making minimum payments on credit cards because you spent more on a vacation than you could really afford. That just creates more stress in the long run. So it's not going to allow you to live your best life. But making the most of your budget and prioritizing your spending can really feel so much better than spending money that you know you don't really have to spend. And as your income grows over time, you know, really try saving at least a portion of that growth instead of increasing your expenses to match it. That'll really allow you to save money for so many more things that you would like to have in the future. And it doesn't all have to be for long-term savings. You could save up for a trip you want to take this summer. You know, when I say save up for the future could be next week. It could be a month from now. It could be 10 years from now. There's all different levels of saving for the future. So it doesn't mean that you're not enjoying life now just because you're saving for the future. It could be the near future that you're saving for also. It's more just about being slipped out of my mind, intentional with what you do with that extra money that you get, and making sure that you put it to the things that are really most important to you and save up for those things that you want rather than just kind of letting it get spent on whatever happens to come day by day. And of course, as part of this whole plan, you definitely need to set some financial goals. Those goals are an important step for mapping out your best life. Even if the things that you love cost little money, financial security is still important to cover the basic necessities in life so that you can enjoy the things that you value. When setting financial goals, it's really important to be specific about them too. When you have specific goals, it's so much easier to track and achieve them. If you set a goal to save more money, what does that really mean? How do you know if you reached your goal and if you're ready to set the next goal? It's important to try to be more specific with a goal, such as I want to save $1,000 by the end of the year. With that type of goal, you have a specific amount to save, and you also have a specific timeline. You stated the dollar amount, which is $1,000, and by the end of the year. So you have an amount and you have a deadline. So having that kind of timeline and specific amount can really help keep you focused, and you can track where you're at along with that goal. And if you're ahead of the game, if you're behind, if you need to do more to reach it. If it's just very general, like save more money, you could save $5 and say you met the goal. So really be specific about those goals. And setting long-term goals is great also, but setting smaller goals along the way for shorter periods of time can really kind of help keep you motivated as you keep hitting milestones that you set for yourself. Of course, emergency funds are going to be important to talk about with living your best life, because if you don't yet have an emergency fund, or if you'd like to build it up from where it's at, that's probably going to definitely be one of your important goals in achieving your best life, because having an emergency fund is so important, especially in the fact that it provides us with a safety net to protect us against unexpected costs that could end up causing us financial hardships. It's very difficult to stick to a financial plan without an emergency fund, because things always wind up coming up. And while an emergency fund can't protect us against everything that might happen, it's great to have no matter what situation might arise. And for the most part, it's going to be able to cover the normal range of financial emergencies that occur over the course of our lives. So saving for an emergency fund might not be the most exciting thing to save for, but it's very exciting to have when something comes up and you have the money set aside. So definitely consider making that one of your top priorities if you don't already have one at all, or if you just really need to build from where you're at. And then also with setting your goals, you want to make sure you have a purpose behind them. When you're setting your financial goals, you want to kind of make sure that they're for a certain reason. You don't want to just save money with no purpose, because it's going to be difficult to be excited about that. If you're saving for an emergency fund, think about the security that it's going to give you and the freedom it will provide to focus on the things that are really important to you. If you're saving for a vacation or a major purchase, plan for those things and think about how you're going to spend that money. That can really kind of keep you excited and motivated to keep prioritizing those savings. And then, of course, long-term savings such as retirement, those can allow you to look forward to continue to live your best life without having to worry about working well into your later years. You also want to make sure that you establish goals that help meet your current and future needs. Consider the life that you like to live now as you're setting your financial goals. You need to make some decisions on where you can cut back in order to achieve the goals you're working on, but you also want to make sure to allow yourself some freedom to spend money today on things to enjoy your life. There needs to be a balance. It's up to you to decide what you're willing to give up and what you're not willing to give up, but you want to make sure that you don't set your goals so high that they make it impossible to have any enjoyment in your daily life now. It's important to save money for various things and to prepare for your future, but you don't want to set such high goals to enjoy life in the future by completely taking away any enjoyment you have in life you are living right now. There's nothing wrong with setting a goal a little bit smaller too, to make it attainable and then build from there over time, rather than setting these enormous goals that feel overwhelming. You also want to make sure that you're really spending your money on the things that you really value. When you take the time to consider what you really value, you can often cut back spending in other areas that really aren't as important to you. Most of us can't afford to have everything, so taking a look at where your money is going can really help you see if you're spending on the right things. Take time to really think about what's most important to you in your life, and then review your expenses and see what costs you might have that don't really align with those values. Maybe you're spending more money on takeout food than you like. Possibly you have a car that's a bit more luxurious than you really care about. Whatever the thing may be that you feel like you can cut back on, when you know what's really important to you, it's often easier to find areas that you might be able to cut back your spending on. And then, of course, you can always try to find things that you enjoy that don't cost a lot of money. There's also many things you could do that cost little to no money. And of course, everything you enjoy is not likely going to be free or inexpensive. But if you can fill in the gaps with some low cost activities, you can have more money available for the things that you love that do cost more. Plus, it's really fun to find things that you can have a lot of fun with without having to spend a lot of money on them. There are so many things that we can enjoy that we sometimes forget to take advantage of. Something just as simple as going for a walk at a local park, playing a board game, reading a book. Those things can really make your day really fun and enjoyable without spending much money at all. And depending on where you live, you can often find many free local events to attend, on a day that you don't have anything to do. I like to do that a lot. I'll just kind of look on Facebook on the events and just kind of see what's going on. And we've definitely found things over the course of time where we just go attend some free event, and it's just something fun to do to get out of the house, and it doesn't cost any money. You could also consider volunteering your time with an organization that helps a cause that's really important to you. That doesn't cost any money, and it definitely helps you live your best life. If you can get a little bit creative, you can often find many things that you can get a lot of joy out of that will not use a lot of your financial resources. And then, of course, with all this planning and prioritizing, you want to make sure you celebrate your progress. Financial progress deserves recognition and celebration. So track your progress and celebrate milestones. If you hit a savings goal or pay off debt, acknowledge that accomplishment. Those things are not easy to do, and many people never take the time to do them at all. So it's important to be proud of yourself and celebrate that. Then get excited about your next goal. So that's all I have to share today about living your life and your budget. I hope this was motivating for you, and I really appreciate you being here to listen. So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.